Mark Dyer, who is Muriel Mackay's grandson, who has kind of engineered the search over the last, 5 years, Mark. An extraordinary development. You began a search here after a ground-penetrating radar scan a couple of weeks ago. And within a couple of hours, a bone was discovered. Can you tell us why the investigation brought you here?
We were contacted by Hayley Fleiss, who was the daughter of the previous tenant in 1970.
It was a tailor
and
shop.
It was a tailor shop. And Arthur Hussain, one of M3, one of the kidnappers, he actually did work for this tailor and was a very close friend of his. Subsequently, they moved to Israel when they left England in the early 70s after the kidnap. They went to live in Israel. Mr. Chapman lived until he was 96, nice long life. And a year before he died, he confided in his children that actually he was involved not in the kidnap, but in assisting hiding the body when it was moved to Bethnal Green Road from Rook's Farm.
And today, a bone has been discovered. The police have said in a statement, and I'll read out this statement, Scotland Yard, Metropolitan Police have said, police are aware of reports surrounding the discovery of a single bone in the garden of a property in Bethnal Green Road, Hackney. The bone was uncovered during an independent search. Officers are now on the scene and work is being undertaken to establish the origin. There's a long way to go.
There is a long way to go, and the bone could be of some other origin, but
may not be human.
May not be human. And it looks like a scapula, a backbone. So that's what the picture looks like. But look, it's exactly, Martin, where Hayley said you'd find your grandmother. You'd been searching in the wrong place at Rook's Farm. And therefore, she pointed at this spot, which was where the tree was. We carried out, or pulse mapping carried out, a non-invasive scan where they've turned up. We've given you the diagram, that area to be searched, approximately 1.5 to 2 metres down.
And that's where the bone.
And that's where we found the first bone. We've only done a small hole in 20%.
Tell me how you feel at this moment.
Well, obviously, it's difficult not to feel elated. I mean, we've all worked so hard to get to where we are here, and including your interest and your listeners, which are, I mean, we're thankful for. And, you know, if she's here, it is the end.
You've spoken to the police at the scene. I think they've told you rather more than they've told me. What have they
said? Yeah, the police said it's a murder scene at the moment, and that their specialists have taken photographs of the bone, and those have been sent by email to whoever they are, the people who check those things out, see what sort of bone it is. So it's very exciting for us, potentially, to have a win. And after all this effort that's gone in, for my mother, Ian, and their sister, Jenny, it would just be the end of this dreadful mystery.
Mr. Dyer, thank you for joining us.